We are in the middle of explaining the pasuk of Asher Yeshev Veisachar. So the Mishnayim say that there's in this pasuk of Asher Yeshev Veisachar, in these first three words of Asher Yeshev Veisachar, another meaning. This that the Mishnah says in Avos, that there's Dal Midos B'Holch Beis Medrash. There's the four Midos of those that go to the Beis Medrash. The Mishnah, the fifth parak of Avos. Holach vein yaisa, the Mishnah says, if somebody goes and he doesn't learn skar halicha biyadoi, he gets skar for going, even though he didn't end up learning. So the Mefarshim wonder, what's the skar halicha for, if he didn't learn? And the sefer of the Mishnah, we say, the fourth midah of Holchei Beis Medrash is Eini Lami Veini Aisa. Why is the Holchei Beis Medrash Bechal if he wasn't Heilich and he wasn't Aisa? So they point out that the mere fact that a person finds himself in a Beis Medrash, a Beis Knesses, a Beis Medrash, that itself leaves a lasting impression, because he saps in from the environment, the awe, the Kedusha, and it makes a lasting impression on him. So the Rishayim didn't say over here also that Yoshev Besach, even if they're only Yoshev in the Beis Hashem, they're lucky. They're happy. Because sitting in the Beis Hashem has an impression on a person. This is the concept that we see. Shmozovsky used to say that we say the Kravon Lufay Hasinei V'lalasa HaTayro, because Hasinei had in it, the Kedusha, the Tayro has in it, Havyanei HaMelech Beis Hayayin, the person can be called the Reach, the smell, in a strong wine cellar. There's a strong smell, and a person could come a little high from the smell of the yayin when it's strong. So too the Torah. If somebody comes to this medrash, even if he doesn't learn it, he doesn't absorb it. He didn't learn the Torah, but just from the scent of it, from being near it, the person, so to speak, the scent of it, so to speak, a person could absorb and acquire from it, even if he didn't learn it. That's what we say, Asher Yoshev Beisach, or lucky are those that sit in the house of Hashem. The Baal Leib says, Lefi Zeh, we could explain a different shot in the end of the Pasuk. Oid, Yahalucha Selah. Greater, more than those that sit in the Beis Hashem is those that praise Hashem, Selah forever, continuously, without a hafsik, they are much greater. This Kamsayfer explains why we say, Asher Yoshev Beisach, Oid, Yahalucha Selah, why are they so lucky, those that praise Hashem? Because everything else in life that a person desires, a person has a taiva for, a person wants, either he gets sick of it eventually, or he can never get enough of it, because it's not enough to satisfy him. So he, eventually, something will cause him sadness, either that he'll be burnt out of it, or he won't be able to acquire it when he wants it. But the Yoshev Beis Hashem are lucky, because what they desire, they could always get more and more of. And it's not something that you get burnt out of. This is a person's emes haratzin. Therefore we say, Asher Yoshev Beis Hecho. These people, that their ratzin is to be Yoshev Beis Hashem, and they want to be Mehalal Hashem, they're able to do it. Oidei Aluch HaSela, there's an ability to forever be Mehalal Hashem. The next pasuk we say is, Asher Ha'om Shekach Eloi. Lucky is the nation that has this. Asher Ha'om Shehashem Leikov. Now, mostly we explain this pasuk at the end of Hayidu, just to add a few points, especially why this pasuk is here. Rav Shem ben Gemazio says that the pasuk is, he brings a medrash, that the goyim, Tol Kai, so assimilate, integrate with the goyim, and we will make you prime ministers, professors, our leaders, we'll give you kol tov olam hazeh, we'll make you rich, famous, powerful. And lucky you'll be that you'll be able to get all of this. Klai Yisrael tells them back, Asher Yom Shehashem Leikov. Whatever you're going to give us, you're not going to be able to give us that we have. The Pasuk in this week's Parashim, Yigal Godel, Sheyesh Kim Krav Meilov, Hashem Aleikenu, Mechol Kreinu Eilov. That we have Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Aleikov, Asher Yom Shehashem Leikov. Lucky is the nation that has Hashem, as their Hashem. That the Zibzidah Hashkoch Apratis with Klai Yisrael, Hashem's Karav Aleim. And that's what we have. So therefore, anything else that you'll offer us doesn't come true. Nothing else compares. Everything pales in comparison to this. Nothing you'll be able to offer us will entice us because we have the greatest Ashrei. The biggest thing is Ashrei Om Shashem Aleikov. The Rekeach says the Ashrei Ha'om Shekocha Loi Shekocha is Gematria Moshe, because the two chachs equal the mem and the shin and the hair are the same. We say Ashrei Ha'om Shekocha Loi, lucky is the nation that has a Moshe Rabbeinu. Ashrei Ha'om Shehashem Elikov, because Moshe brought us in the Scarabus to Hashem, and Moshe made it, they were able to make, Moshe brought us to give Midas Sharachmim, they were able to make from the Midas Adin, Midas Sharachmim. It's brought down in the Kadmoinim. The Sefer Shoresh Avodah speaks about it by Arichus, that when we say these psukim, a person has to feel what he's saying. The Lavush says when a person says this, we're giving thanks to Hashem that we're able to be Meshabeachim. So the Sefer Shoresh Avodah, we have to feel that we're lucky. We shouldn't be a Devish Shkarm Chat Vashal when we say these psukim. We have to feel fortunate that we're doing. And so too, the next psukim that we're going to say, we're mekabel ourselves to be meshabeach Hashem forever. We should be taken, mean it seriously, and we should feel the luckiness that we're able to meshabeach Hashem and with the of Hashem. So we should be saying, should be truthful. Now the Goyim goes similar to the Mahalach of the Rekech, and he says Shekach is gematria Moshe. But the Goyim says something fascinating. Ashrayam Shekach Aloy, that we have a Moshe Rabbeinu, that through Moshe Rabbeinu we got the Torah. And through him, Hashem was Bachar Banu. And through him we got the Torah. Ashrayam Shasham Leikov. Tavayodi Bachar Banu Hashem Ba'ar Sinai. And it's more than that. But every Tzadik V'Tzadik in every generation is a Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Goyim says in Tikkunei Zohar. This is the chara we find in the Gemara, that the Gemara in many places calls a Talmud Chacham Moshe. Sometimes Rashi says it refers to Gadol Hador, but Rashi and Chulin says it refers to a Talmud Chacham. Moshe Sha'abrit Ka'amrit, Moshe Mi'amrit. That the Gemara refers to different, one Amar refers to different Amar as Moshe, because every Tzadik, every Talmud Chacham is the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why we say, Ashayam Shashem Aleikov, that through Moshe, Ashayam Shashem Aleikov, that we have Moshe. And through Moshe, it's Ashayam Shashem Leikov that we have the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Ayali Bokha Banu Hashem Ba'er Sinai, and through him we're able to learn the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we say Ashrei three times, so the Avodram explains, is Ashrei Yoshe B'Sach is one, Ashrei Ashayam Shashem Leikov is the second one, and Ashrei Shashem Leikov is the third one. The Avodram explains, why do we say it three times? Because the Gemara tells us that in the Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Oyel Lebanim, and the bias was Nechrav, Oil Bonim, Shagom al Shulchan Aviyam, and it's a Komish from Mishmar, the Baskel comes out and says this. So three times we say, oi, whoa, I'm moaning. Three times that we moan the misfortunes, the Baskel moans the misfortunes of Klai Yisrael. So Kenegadis, we say three times Ashrei, the Klai Yisrael has an Aisha. With everything, Klai Yisrael has an Aisha, and they have a way to fix this. How is it through being Yosher Beis Hashem, through being the Am, Shashem Aleikov, from acting the part? The Rekech says that there were those that had a minute to add a fourth Ashrei. They said Ashrei Tmimei Derech. The capital of the Pasuk of Ashrei Tmimei Derech, to say a fourth Pasuk of Ashrei beforehand. This was the minute of France. And the Rekech says, Zeu Tois V'Sheker Gadol. It's a Tois and a Sheker Gadol. This is what they did. Because there's only three Ashreis. Like three times it says Yom Kippur. Like three times it says Alekei Yisrael. And three times it says Kedosh Yisrael and Tehillim. The three steps on by the Menorah. And many other threes that the Rekech says that we find. And they're not punk. It's not coincidental that all these things are three. But says the Rekech, there's a reason for it. There's a significance behind the number three, and there's a connection with all these things. We don't understand it, but the Rekech says, "Kol elim uchubar and yachad." They're all attached together. V'aleim soydis gedolim, and there's big Saidos about Sumim, Hamachzik and Kamva Kamma can trace him, that these Saidos fill up many, many can trace him. Ulechenko Yor Hashem Yispal Tomid, whoever is a Yor Hashem should daven always be Yomer. Besidim al Tavi Nashi, we call Matich and Kvaidi of those that switch around the Messiah that we have, Habaydim and Libam, people that switch from that. Decide from themselves, they make up from themselves, a mice and betfilas kamma kamma tevishol and tzarek, they add anything that mean for a meaning. The garum golos, and they cause golos, the rashul b'nei matzarek kol adoris. This is what we spoke about in the first shir, that there's many things in the tefilas, besides the words itself, but the way they were set up, for the anshe kenetz, like there are things that we don't understand, that we might not connect to, but we have to have a realization when we daven what the words are, where they come from, and the setup of davening, what it is, and go with the proper gisha to it, and each person on their own could build up to understand as much as possible. Now, with the first pasuk of the kapitel of Tehillah, David starts off Tehillah David, the introduction that David said this kapitel. Now the Gemara tells us that any kapitel that was chavav to David, David started it with Tehillah. I started with Ashrei and ended with Ashrei. So Tais says it doesn't just mean the word Ashrei, but anything that's Tehillah also. Like this kapitel starts Tehillah David and ends Tehillah Hashem. Or the Halukas all start Halukah and end with Halukah. So all these kapitel were chavav to David. Why is it that these kapitel were chavav to David? So Banei brings from the down, this is what the Rishayim say, that it's called Tehillah of David, a praise for David, because from here to the end of Tehillim is all Shvachim to Hashem, there's no Bakashas at all. These Kapitlach have no Bakashas on it. Also the first Kapitl of Tehillim, of Asher Ish, the Asher Ish, and the second Kapitl are considered one Kapitl. And they also starts with an Ashrei and ends with an Ashrei. The Gemara tells us that the first two kapitel can consider one, and it ends Ashrei kochay sebeitz, and ends with an Ashrei also. So here also there's no bakashas. The Chaviva says, because we set over from the Mabit, that even though Tefillah now is used as a vehicle, as a vessel, to daven to Hashem, to ask our bakashas, but the Iker Tavka, the Tefillah is Tefillah for its own sake, and Iskarvus to Hashem, without any alternative ulterior motive of asking for bakashas for ourselves. But the tefillah in its purest form is tefillah for its own sake of davening of a kirva to Hashem, of a dveikas to Hashem. And that's why it was chavav to daven these kapitlo, because they have no bakashas in it, but it's tefillah for its purest form, for its own sake. Now David HaMelech said, Arimim chalekai HaMelech, I'll pick you up, I'll uplift you. So the Rishayim say, Skobramsky once said in the Shmuz, he explained what they were saying. He says, what does it mean? Is Abramsky going to pick up the HaKadosh Baruch or Gadosh? Am I going to make Hashem great? That we say these things in davening. But as Rishayim say, it means that a person's heart, it's the way a person views HaKadosh Baruch on himself. The monk brings from the Mechilta says, B'Shem Rabbi Yaisi, that a guy, when things are going good, he's Mevark as Avodah Zarah. When things are going bad, he starts to be Mekel as Avodah Zarah. The Havdalah of Avdalah, a Yid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't even have a mucking for complaint if he's Mirayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. If in his mindset, in his heart, in his mind, he realizes what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he's the Bar Kalam, and he does everything for the ultimate good of everybody. So there's no mucking even for complaint to what Hashem does, and that's what it means, Ari Mimcho. Somebody that you expect something from and they owe something from you, they're an equal almost. So then you could be Mekel them when something goes bad for you, you can complain about them, about what they do. But a year to understand what the Bari Olam is, we could daven that things can be better. But Chas V'Shalom to Mekel, or even to complain, to say that it's not fair. That's what it means, Arimimcha Alekai HaMelech. I uplift you in my mind, Alekai HaMelech. Rebbe Nebachia says that this Pasuk, Arimimcha Alekai HaMelech, at the beginning, they uplift you Hashem, the Melech. And the end of the Pasuk is, V'avarach Hashem Chalo Olam Void, that before a person makes a bracha, he has to be mizbaimin, and understand properly who he's davening to, who he's being mevarich, who he's making a bracha. And that's what this pasuk is saying. First, that's miroimim melekai melech, and then he can make the bracha. The Seich Yitzchak says that this pasuk, we say Elikai HaMelech, Elikai is a lashon noichak, Melech is nister. And that's that concept we find in all brachas, that there's a noichak and there's a nister, because Hashem is niglo mitzad ma'isov, but is nister mitzad atzmusoi. So Elikai is the hashkocha process that Hashem has with everybody, and that's why we say Elikai. But HaMelech is like Melech HaOlam, because Hashem is the king of the world, but his essence, that he's the king, that a king is hidden, and he's above all his sarva avodav. His covenant is to be hidden from them. So that's what we say, that even though there's a mzunda shkaka prodis with us, and there's a lekai, but Hashem mitzad atzma is hamelech, he's much greater and above everything else. Mavaruch Hashem kol ha'olam v'ad, and I'll bench Hashem's name every day. And this is for the Shefa of Toiv that comes down every day. New, more. Now what does it mean, Vavach Hashem Chol Olam Vaed? So the simple pshat we Rishayim say is, the redacts as one of his pshatim, that it means in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, because if somebody is Mavarach in this world, he's Mavarach in the next world, especially David HaMelech, who's Miyazah Tilm. So when everybody says it was Svas of David HaLis Bekever, the Al-Sheikh adds to this, that it says in Chazal, by Sudas Yishal Mashiach, they're going to give to Avram, the Sudas Yishal Mashiach, they're going to give Avram to bench, and they say it was Yatsi Menu Yishmol, they're going to give Yitzhak, and say Yatsi Menu Esau, they're going to give Yaakov, and he says it was Dosh Shtei Achoyes, and so on and so forth, till they come to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech is going to say, Lee Noel Levarech. That's what it means, Avarach Hashim Chal Olam Vaed, Lassal Novi, which is the Olam Vaed, David HaMelech will be the one that's going to be Mavarach Hashem Hashem. The Radak then has a Mechudish Dik Pshat, what it means, Avarach Hashim Chal Olam Vaed, that not forever I will bench the name of Hashem, but Avarach I'll bench, what will I bench? Shimcha, your name, which is the Olam Vaed, that the Shem Hashem is forever. The next pasuk we say is, B'chol yoyim avarchecho. Every day I will bench you. So the Al-Sheikh says that this pasuk and the next pasuk is what David HaMelech is saying, that even though he's mevarech b'sudas yishol l'asadavai, it's not his own schosim, because David HaMelech is saying, even though in this world I was mevarech Hashem every day, b'chol Hashem chol olam v'ayad, but still I didn't reach what I have to do to Hashem Merah because of it, because God Hashem Hu Lo Moed, Hashem is much greater and much more praiseworthy than everything I did. So that's not the reason that I merited in my own right. We're saying this pasuk, B'chol yoyim avarchecho, every day I will give you a bracha. So the Rishayim say it means that every day a person should give me'ein b'chaitzav, kefi what Hashem did for him that day. A person has to mevarach Hashem. B'chol yom teilo me'ein b'chaitzav, every day kefi what Hashem gave the person. And there's new atavis every day. Therefore Hashem has to mevarach him, the person has to mevarach Hashem every day. V'ha'ul Hashimcha, and I'll be mahal your name, Lord and Vod, because it's constantly new atavis. The Shech Yitzchak explains that the Hal Hashemcha, because of the new atavis that Hashem does, that the Mepharshim explained that this Lashon of a Hal is like a crying out in praise. Not just the saying of it, but a crying out in praise. Like an extreme joyous praise that a person shouts out. That's what it's called. Ahallah. And that's what we're saying, that with Mahal Hashem Hashem Lo'olam Vaed. The Shimon Shrav adds that B'chol Yom Avarchecho says that even when it looks like it's going bad, and even though it looks like Hashem is punishing a person, but the person realizes that everything Hashem does is Kama David Rahman L'Tavah of it, and therefore he says B'chol Yom Avarchecho, whether it's going good in bad life, whether it's going bad in life, but either way, every single day, I will be Mavarech Hashem.